Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may please sit up in heavenly places. People of joy, sit up in heavenly places. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Our God is faithful. He's merciful. He's glorious. Amen. Okay, our guest speaker is on his way. We had a little delay, so we're going to wait for him. Amen. Yes, yes, we're going to wait for him. But of course, we're not waiting because I already made plans to kickstart the whole thing. And I want you to pay attention. I'm going to be speaking. I started something on love that I have not finished, but I'm going to start from somewhere else. I want to teach you a little bit tonight about, you know, we just talked about the blessings of God that makes rich. Amen. You know, and whenever you talk about the blessing of God that makes rich, a lot of people, really, believers especially, want to be partakers of the blessings of God. They want to be able to have expressions of the blessings. They want the blessing to be evident in their lives. But so many people do not know how to go about it. So many people have a mistaken understanding of how wealth will be transferred. In the kingdom of God, there's what we call wealth transfer. But the transfer of wealth does not just happen anyhow like that. Are we here together? There's a system that God has designed already from the foundation of the world. And it will not make sense if we are not able to teach people to understand it. So as I was preparing my mind, because I know I was going to be the major person to speak today. So I was just preparing my mind to for some of the things I'm going to share with us. I don't know how long it will last. Like I said, as soon as the guest comes, I just wrap up so that he can pick up from there. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So I want to share a few things with you, how the blessings of God becomes evident in the life of a believer. The systems that God has created to make the blessing a reality. Are we here together? Please pay attention, I beg you again, because so many times, the reason people are not able to get the fullness of what God has planned for them is because they trivialize the things that God has ordained from the beginning. There's a system that God has put in place. And sometimes some people are already in the system, but something is lacking. And that's why I'm going to try as much as possible to bring it to bear so that you can get the best. And somebody might say, oh, if it has to do with wealth and money, I'm already very rich. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, that's good. That's good. But you see, the wealth and the riches that you have, if you see it as something that your hand has created, then you will have problems very soon. It will not last. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. So let me show you a few things. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19. The Bible says, feast is made for laughter. Wine makes merry. But money answers all things. Are we there? Ecclesiastes, can you help me? 10:19. Feast is made for what? Laughter. So every time you gather people for a feast, you will spend money. Wine make it merry. Oh, no money, no wine. Are we here? Are we here? Yes. The Bible now says it clear. It says, but money answered what? How many things does money answer? Do you know that 80% of the prayer points that people pray about in Africa, they are money-centered? They are money-centered. Most of the prayer points in Africa are very money-centered. And sometimes it is as a result of the fact that the common problem in Africa is poverty. Are we here together? And to ignore the reality and avoid talking about things that will help believers find their wealth and take their place in the kingdom will be a total nonsense. It will not make sense. Because Jesus wants us to have a practical life. I'm even going to show you Jesus Christ and how Jesus was able to generate some wealth for himself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'll show you. So the Bible says that money answered all things. Some people want to shy away from it. You can't spiritualize it. There are some things that your prayer will not do. It takes money to do what? Do it. There are some things that counseling cannot solve. After counseling the person, you need to put your hand in your pocket and manifest. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. But I see that God wants to raise a people. Like Pastor said, I told you, every time the preachers come around and they preach, I try to go back a little bit and see the areas where I can hold some of the things and bring it to fore to our people. You know, Pastor Aki mentioned to us about the fact that we're not only going to be rich in the power of God, silver and gold have I. Are you here with me? But he's saying at that time that this is what I want to give to you. That's why he told him, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So the silver and gold have I is not something that will come just from an empty mouth. There's a way, there's a system, there's a method. Or else somebody would have sat down in their house and be saying, Ratanamanamanamana, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. 12 o'clock, you drink Gary, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. You can confess that thing from morning till night. If you don't know, if you don't do the needful, you will be what? Poor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. So it's not about going around and confessing, I am rich, I am rich. If you say, I am blessed, people must see the blessing in your life. Blessing has expressions. Blessing has manifestations. There's a way you pass. We were coming back from Ekpe when we went to preach our Ekpe people the other day, and we're passing, and I saw that the kind of the place and the Chicken Republic on the island is different from the ones here. Why? I got bothered. In other words, they cannot invest those kind of monies in some parts of the mainland. But if it is on the island, it's a worthy investment. I say, Jesus. When I just saw that chicken, whatever, then the place, what they built there, I was like, you know, there's a kind of blessings you see, you say, oh my God. It's human being that, but you say, God. You know, it's only God you can call, because who else? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? And God wants us to be wealthy. The Bible says God takes delight in the prosperity of his saints. Some things people are struggling and dying for is just money. Money. Some relationships are struggling and money, no, they dear. No, it's not a problem. I get excited when I hear beautiful testimonies, how God gave people a lot. But you see, the alerts you're getting, you're going to be getting serious. There are some alerts you will get. You too, you will alert. You just alert. But I'm grateful that people can even share the leading that God is doing in their lives. Am I making sense here? Yes, because that's how you get more. He that is faithful with the little will do what? Get more. And that more is coming in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say louder. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says, the blessings of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord, it makes one rich and adds no sorrow. In other words, what makes God does not give people riches. God gives people what? The blessing. If he gives the blessing has the capacity to make what? Rich. Look at it. The blessings of the Lord, what does it say? It maketh rich. So what makes rich? So not every rich person is blessed. Because some people are rich in their own eyes, but they don't have the blessings of God. But every child of God who is rich and blessed can confidently say that my blessings and my wealth, they came from God. God made me wealthy. Are we here together, church? So when the blessings of God makes rich, it doesn't add sorrow. So today we prayed about Abraham's blessings, and we have confessed that we are rich. We have declared that we are blessed. We have said that we are wealthy. The blessing has to be converted to material, tangible things that we can see. Or else, there will be no sign that you are blessed. So you go to outside and you start telling people, I'm blessed. At the point where they might be managing and watching you for some time. 2 months, 3 months. You say, guy, you are deceiving yourself. Be humble enough to just talk your condition. Because they are not seeing any sign. Am I making sense? But the part of the just is like a bony light. It has to shine brighter. So, some of the signs of the blessings of God. Let me share some of the signs of the blessing. When you see somebody is blessed, one of the things you see that is the blessing of God is good health. Somebody say good health. I'll mention them very fast because that's not what I want to dwell on. Number two is peace of mind. When you see a person, see, some people don't have all the money yet, but you can see the sign of the blessing in the peace that comes out from them. The peace that they express. It is a blessing. Not everybody has that kind of peace. Are we here together, church? Another sign is true relationship with God, where it is working well. It's a blessing. Some people, they struggle when God has helped you to a level and you're enjoying cruise in your relationship. It's a blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Come out of the place where they flog you every night in the dream, where you start flogging them back. It's a blessing. Am I making sense? Yes. Where you're no longer the one who is oppressed. You are now the one terrifying hell. It's a blessing. There are spiritual blessings that bring you to that realm. Joy is a blessing. When God connects you with good people, it's a blessing. It's a sign that you are blessed. Some people don't have good people around them. It's a blessing when good people are around you. Those who want to favor you. Those who want to do things in your favor. Those who are excited to see that you're succeeding. Those who are willing. Like the man in the Bible says that he had four friends that took him to the crusade where Jesus Christ was organizing so that he would get healed. So he had good people around him. That's a blessing. Good people having good thoughts, well wishes around you. It's a blessing. The material possession is a blessing. Money is a blessing too. So I hear some people say things that Christianity has nothing to do with money. After all, believers have money. I just look and I say, there's some confusions that people have that they should not allow them transfer to you. The Bible says, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for my sake he chose to be poor in that flesh, so that I, through his poverty, might be made what? If your own riches is by yourself and your works, congratulations. But my own, it was the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for God will make all grace abound towards you. So that you, tell your neighbor it is you. I'm teaching tonight. Tell your neighbor it is you. That you, having all things in all sufficiency, may abound to every good work. I can kneel down and tell you the truth. That every time a believer is living in poverty, is costing the kingdom a whole lot. There's a level of blessing you have. This month, you go there and you see a signboard there and they just put one kind of nonsense to whatever. You didn't ask for anybody's help. You call the media company and say, when will that advert expire? They say next month. You say next month, just put only Jesus there. Leave it. For the next 1 year, tell them not to remove it. Because you don't like what you saw. You don't like the fact that, why should I be seeing this guy? It's my territory. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here. You just get angry. Is that, it's not anger that you go to your room and shouting, at the best. No, if you're there, swam. You get angry, you call the media, come say, please remove that advert. They say, for the rest of the year, the next 5 months, just put, I love Jesus. Or just say, with Jesus, I'm in love. Let everybody be seeing it, whether they like it or not. Is it a level? But now, personally, about your, sorry. Is this someone that has not? Is this someone that has not eaten fine? But when God begins to bless you, you know why I'm saying this early enough? I started telling some of my people some years back, early enough, I started telling them, you're going to be blessed. God's going to do this for you. God's going to do that for you. When I say I start getting blessed in recent times, my blessings, they are sometimes not even around people who are very close around me in recent times. Some of them, they're foreign currency. They're just people from here, from there. And I'm like, wow, this is true. And I told some of these people, I said, look at you. With the labor you have labored, in this life, no devil. There are times I knelt down to pray that prayer. I say, no, even if the devil is mad, if he reaches you, he will be healed and go back. I say, no, leave this one. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. There's a level where you have done certain things and God begins to honor you. Am I making sense, church? So the blessing has to show. There has to be signs. In Isaiah chapter 51 from verse 1 to 2, the Bible tells us about Abraham, our father. Can we do this very fast? Because from what I'm seeing, the guests might be here. I don't know. Let's do this. Isaiah 51 verse 1 to 2. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after what? Righteousness. You that seek the Lord. Those of you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock from whence you were what? Hewn. And to the pole of the pit whence they are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father. We get better role model. We're talking about wealth and prosperity. There's a way God blessed Abraham. He said, look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone, and I blessed him and increased him. Can I prophesy to somebody? If we are heirs according to the promise, you will see the blessings of God. You will see divine increase in your life. It will be tangible and real. In the name of Jesus. Money problem is not a problem of deliverance by casting out devils. No, there are certain things to understand and do. If they are not done, a person can remain in poverty for a long time. Am I communicating? What drives a lot of people to start doing very dubious things or steal or prostitute is poverty. That's why. In Genesis chapter 13, from verse 1 to 2, I'm going to show you from scriptures, because after now, I might not have so many scriptures, but let me do this. And Abraham went out to Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, until what? The south. Go ahead, verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in silver and in gold. How was Abraham rich? If you stay around people who like poverty, you'll be poor. If you stay around people who talk about wealth, you'll be rich. You know why? Everywhere they talk about wealth, ideas begin to pop up. The methods of creation of wealth begins to pop up. But you stay around people who like poverty, they don't have prospect, they're not seeing anything real, they're just there. Ah, Father. If somebody tells you, the way you see, I don't love money, but me, I like money. I love it. I like it. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. But to like money, to solve the problem it should solve, brothers and sisters. These 20 days of glory, you are renting chairs, 250,000. By the time, chairs alone, to rent chairs, 250,000. Money, me, I like money. If you don't like it, leave it. But me, I like it. I have told money is border. It will stay in my heart as like. It will not come to love. The only person who has permission for love in my heart is who? Jesus. God. Are we here together? So you must understand that. Genesis chapter 24 verse 35. Look at that one there. Genesis 24, 35 also. Genesis chapter 24 verse 35. Genesis 24. He said, and the Lord had blessed my master greatly. How did God bless his master? Greatly. And he is become great. And he had given him what? Flocks. That's the evidence of the blessing. And what? Herds. Evidence of blessing. And what? Silver. Evidence of blessing. And what? Gold. Aya. What is another evidence of blessing? Manservants. And maidservants. And camels. And asses. The Lord has blessed my master how? Greatly. In Abraham's house, they eat bag of rice every day. More than, listen, ask you, say, Pastor, how do you know? Somebody that has 318 trained servants in his house, will all of them not eat? So you see, one bag cannot be enough. I told God, I said, God, a time should come where in my house, at least maybe what we cook for people around and other things should be like a bag. Because people are around. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? If Abraham, look at 18, he had people, the gift of men, people were everywhere around Abraham. He was a blessed man. Somebody say, blessed man. But Abraham was doing something, and that's what I want to show you. Are we ready? So, again, Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. I like to build my messages. I don't rush sometimes, you know. But by the time I'm done, I can tell you his introduction and 10%. So you just understand where we are. Does God give riches? Does God give money? Are you sure God gives money? God doesn't give money. God gives the blessing. God gives the power to get wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. To get, he give that the what? He give that the what? So that you can get, that he may establish his, which he swore unto your father, as it is this, as the day changed, the blessing of Abraham was, you know, ratified in Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, we are heirs according to the promise of Abraham. It has not changed. God doesn't give money. God doesn't give money that will pour from heaven. You can't get that from God. There's a central bank or something everywhere in the world that creates that. And with that money, you can acquire things. So what God gives is the power to do what? Get wealth. What God gives is the blessing. It is the blessing that maketh what? Rich. So what is this blessing in the areas that God can give people so that you can be rich in life? How can I get this blessing that make people rich? Pastor, I really want to get it. I'm going to show you. Because of time, I will not look through the meaning of the word power. But the meaning of the word power, there has five meanings. And part of the five meanings, I will rush through this. One of them is strength, power, ability. An inherent power, that is potential. Inherent power. Dunamis. The real word is Koach, but Koach has five other meanings to express them. And one is dunamis. And dunamis is power that is inside, a dynamite. Something that is locked inside. If you strike it, it will blow up. There is power to get wealth God has given to you inside. If you strike it, it will blow up. I'll show you. Are you ready tonight? Are you sure you're ready tonight? What constitutes the power to get wealth? God's ultimate source for wealth creation, number one. Listen, God's ultimate source for wealth creation everywhere around the world, write it down, is business. Everybody must do what? Business. Write it down. Everybody must do what? Business. Write it down. Everybody must do what? If you must get money, you must do what? You are cold now. You don't want to. Are there lazy people in this church? Everybody must do what? Every human being born of God must do what? Jesus did business. He said, I am about my Father's business. So you too, you must do what? Business. If you are not busy doing business, your life will be busy going down. Financially, the wealth and the money does not just come like that. Abraham was a practical businessman. You cannot be rich in goats and cows and you're just there. Do they grow on the floor? Have you seen cow growing on the floor? Somebody will purchase one and start transacting. Is that not? Then one will become two. Two will become three. Three will become four. Like that, it will start increasing. Is that not how it increases? He does what? Business. Tell your neighbor, you must do business. If the person doesn't like, tell the person, you must do business. Business is the exchange of goods and services. In Luke chapter 19 verse 13, see what the Bible says there. Luke chapter 19 verse 13, please listen, this is 20 days of glory. Part of the meaning of glory is wealth. Glory means what? Wealth. And he called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 what? Pounds. And he said unto them what? Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Do you have other translations so that it will show them? There's a translation. You'll be amazed. I read it and I said, wow. Then calling 10 of his own servants, he gave them, any translation to talk about money. Before he left, he called together 10 of his servants and divided among them 10 pounds of silver. Okay, this is what I want anyway. But since you did that, but don't change this one again. So he called 10 of his servants and delivered unto them 10 minas. That is equivalent of how many pounds? 10 pounds. And he said unto them, do what? Do what? Do what? Until I... As you are on earth, what are you supposed to be doing? Until Jesus... He told them, do business until I come. I check the meaning of the word business there. I'm a very meticulous person. When I need to check and take my time, I take my time to look at it very well. The word business there is to busy oneself to trade or carry on business. Occupy. To busy yourself to trade or carry on business. In this context, as a banker or a trader. So what do bankers do? Bankers provide banking service. What do traders do? Traders do buying and selling. So when I'm talking about business, I'm covering the aspects of business that has to do with what? Buying and selling and offering a what? Service. You cannot be rich if you are not offering a service or doing business and you are rich. You're a criminal. You're a ritualist. Number one, do business with your purpose. The business of purpose. Someone say the business of purpose. Every human being is on the face of the earth that has been given an assignment by God. God is a God of purpose, and he did not create you and keep you here just like that. There is an assignment that is attached to your life. There is a reason why you are living. It is the reason why you are living that will eventually put food on your table. Purpose has the ability to make provision. Write it down. Purpose has the ability to make provision. Purpose is the reason why you live. If you are fulfilling the reason why you live, you can never be paused. Part of the full package of the fulfillment of purpose is wealth. Purpose is the reason you were created. It's the assignment that is attached to existence. Your purpose is a solution that, if delivered appropriately, will provide wealth. You are a solution provider. God kept you here with something that is inside. There is a problem that God has seen. 2 years to come, 5 years to come, 10 years to come, 20 years to come. Some of you are carrying double dose because you are carrying a seed that will solve a problem apart from the one you will solve. How many of us have realized that any person who is standing in the place of their purpose and assignment, they can't be stranded? Are you hearing what I'm saying here? God put you here to solve a problem. If you solve the problem, you will get money. The way to wealth and riches is to solve a problem. And purpose is attached to solving what? Problems. Tell your neighbor, purpose is attached to solving problems. Oh, you didn't say it loud to the person. Say it to the person. The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. As Jesus started destroying the work of darkness, was he poor again? Jesus came to one day and he asked his disciples, he said, guys, come around. Come. And they came around. He said, when I sent you, since we started this purpose of healing the sick, delivering the oppressed, casting out devils, when I sent you without anything, did you lack anything? They said, no. Did you need anything? They said, no. In other words, I was paying your bills. Is that not? They said, yes. They had a treasurer in Jesus' ministry, meaning they were not broke. Even when the treasurer was stealing, Jesus was not bothered because you cannot drink a river dry. Am I communicating, church? Are you getting what I'm saying today? In Luke, look at Luke chapter 8 from verse 1 to 3. Let me show you how the purpose of Jesus started translating itself. He says, and it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village preaching and bringing the tidings of the kingdom. That means he was on his what? Purpose. That's why he was there. And the 12 were with him. Go ahead. And certain women who had been healed of the evil spirits. For this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest that he would destroy. So Jesus was doing his work well now. Am I making sense here now? Certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, and of whom he had cast how many demons? If somebody cast out demons, they're not supposed to pay him. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many other women who provided for him from their substance. How did he get their substance? He was solving their problem. Every time the problem is solved, every time purpose manifests, substance will come out. Can I prophesy to somebody in these 20 days of glory? Some of you, the blessing that God will give you is to open your eyes to identify your calling, to identify your purpose, to know your assignment, and you will enter substance, you will enter wealth in the name of Jesus. So as soon as Jesus was working in purpose, he was not permitted to be broke. You might start small, but you are not permitted to remain small. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So one of the ways that God has designed that this blessing will show in your life, he has put a purpose inside of you. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. We are God's workmanship. We have been created in Christ Jesus to do good works that God has already ordained that we should do what? Work in them. If you go to a hospital and a doctor treats you and you get healed, do they pay the doctors? So if a man of God prays for you and you get healed, will he not be blessed? Even if you don't bless him, he'll be blessed. The law of life is such that when value is given, whether or not the person that received it is conscious, the system of life will bring back a harvest for that person. If somebody gets what I'm sharing tonight, by the time we are done, you will look back and say to yourself, I can never be poor again in my life. I told you on Sunday that when I realized what true wealth was, some years back, I already knew that I wasn't poor. Poverty and riches is not how much is in your account. It is the mindset that you have. Some people have a very wrong mindset. 15 years after, you see, you would have passed many of them. Because your mindset is working. You have the right mindset. Number two way God gives you wealth on the face of the earth is by depositing a vision in your heart. Write it down. A vision. Ah, yeah, when we're done, you know that some things are not just prophesying upon you. As I'm prophesying it upon you, I'm imparting the knowledge. A vision is a picture of a better future. A vision is a solution given to a person by God. If you can capture it in your mind and translate that thing, solve that problem, then the world will give you its money. Every vision has in it provision. The provision of the vision is not solely for the visionaire. It is for the running of the vision and the upkeep of the visionaire. Some of you do business. Some of you are still doing your business as a hobby. You are doing your business as waiting I go use chop. If you don't move your business from hobby to vision, and you keep doing this crawling style of left and right, you suffer. Your business is not yet a business until you stabilize it and put a system around it. All this one-man thing that they do inside Alaba, it doesn't last. Only a few guys, they have understanding. Many of the other guys, by the time they are gone, everything is gone. So all my guys here that work in the market, you better wise up and come out of that, running that business of buying and selling, and start running it as an enterprise that is a vision. My vision is to solve the problem of those who cannot charge their phones. All the chargers they have mess up. I will go and get from China. I will bring one that when I bring it, the whole of Lagos will know that there is a charger that doesn't just pour smoke out. Then it becomes expensive. Somebody said they will not buy. And I said they will not buy. Then the correct head people who have vision too will say, give us that one. That's the one we want. I've been buying since it has been. The day all their charger are born, they will look for you. Then you will see that you move from selling a product to having a vision. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Tell your neighbor, move from selling products to having a vision. It's a picture in the mind that can make life more comfortable for you. It can make life more pleasurable for you. When God gives provision for a vision, as the vision begins to, as vision is being carried out by the visionaire must understand that the provision is not for you. The provision is to ensure that that vision that God gave you is manifested. That we don't want only that charger in Lagos. It must get to Aba. It must get to everywhere. It must move into Niger. It must move out. Why? That is why the Bible says that we should subdue the earth, multiply. If you are doing local things and you want to remain there for life, you don't have a big vision. Every God-given vision, many of the times, they are strong and powerful. They have the ability to make global impact. If you solve a global problem, you become a global champion. If you solve a local problem, you be a local champion. Somebody say vision. Let me give you a good example. Somebody starts praying, God, reveal to me what my purpose is and give me a clear vision to push. Then God says, your purpose has to do with helping people. He said, God, but how? Because some people come to me and I say, I'll still teach them over and over. If you get to the book, you'll be able to read it, the journey. Please read it carefully. Your purpose is to help people. But who, how am I going to be helping? There's a demography. Is it women? Is it men? Is it children? Children of what age? God is a little bit specific when he's dealing with people. But many people are not conscious of that. So God tells you, I want you to handle orphans. Then the woman says, God, how do I do that? And God says, you're going to set up an orphanage. Wow, God. Serious orphanage? I don't think I have all the whole financial capital to do that. And God says, I'm going to send you men. And the person begins to pray and fast about it. Then all of a sudden, somehow, you know, when it's God's vision, he will make provision. So somehow, somebody comes and says, Madam, I've been having this in my heart. I don't know. God asked me to just bless you with this property. I'm like, a property? Yeah. And he said, yes. It's okay. You can have it. It didn't come as money. Many times, people always want money first. Sometimes God gives you the structures for it and not the financial capital first. Do you understand? So the person gets a property. And when the person gets the property, wow, it's a duplex. It's a three-bedroom apartment. Me, I have only one or two children. And my husband, we cannot be living in this house alone now. I see big land here. Hey, are you sure the prompting of the vision to own an orphanage has not started? Then your eyes are open in the spirit and you understand times and season. Sons of Issachar, they were people who understood what? Times and season. And the person said, I will strike. Then the person starts in the house. And all of a sudden, something happens. You didn't expect it. You didn't expect it. Somebody just got pregnant. Anyhow. And instead of killing the girl, you say, bring the child. You can go. Go and continue your life. Orphanage has started. Then you print letters, you print envelope and start telling people, we have started Jesus House of Helper Orphanage Ministry. I'm giving you a practical example. Just listen to me. After you leave this meeting, even if the devil does not like, some of you will have ideas. But as I'm talking, some of you are gathering ideas already. Yes. So the person starts it like that and tells one or two people. And the person says, you say, yes, so it's just one child though. And the girl is a young girl. She needs to go back to school. It's okay, I'll be paying the school for that child. Wow, thank you very much. God bless you. All of a sudden, the person begins to move like that. And before you know it, there's another child you saw on the road one day when you were going out. And you say, bring the gutter child. And you know the funny thing about God? God will start pointing you to where children that are orphans are. Everywhere. You now look as if, it's opening. I'm not making sense. Now there are two of them. They need to go to good schools. Blah, blah, blah. Then you set up a structure. You now invite people. You now do an official luncheon or something. Somebody now says, okay, every month I'll be giving you 10,000. Every month I'll be dropping 50,000. Every month I'll be dropping. Sometimes it might not happen so fast. Sometimes only you might be suffering alone first. But if it's God's vision, with time, it will show expression. Hold on. I've seen people go through their process. And all of a sudden, God showed them that I am the one. I wanted to see how you will manage 20,000 with two children. So that when we get 50 million, and there are 50 children and there is surplus, I will know whether you put the money in your pocket or you use it to run the vision. Then somebody sends money, God will put a test to you, and somebody will just send one money from nowhere, 2 million. Bah! Only 2 children. Foolishness can enter the head of somebody who go and buy a car. Is that what we need? 2 children? Do you need an orphanage bus now? No. But some people they don't calculate very well. If you are very wise, he that is faithful with what? Then little. The person starts putting together and say, wow, seriously? 2 million naira. No. Diversification. Let's use 1 million to run something else that they'll be giving us 20,000 or 30,000 every month. Then let's use another 1 million to stabilize the orphanage. In fact, we can even start a school here. And people will be coming and bringing their own children, and the orphanage will be attending for free. Gradually, like that, everything begins to pay out. Before you know it, that money has set up a school. Am I making sense now? Other people are going to school. The orphans are going to school. Are the orphans paying for school fees? No. Other people are paying school fees. Is that not? Yes. Will they bring school fees? Yes. Will there be money? Yes. Will the orphanage grow? Is Satan now a bastard? Yes. The blessings of the Lord, they make rich and they add no sorrow. I had to use non-profit example because over time, that woman that was with her children and they didn't have money at all, somehow, when they set up the orphanage and things are better, people will look at them and say, you cannot continue like this now. Before you know it, somebody will say, you guys need a ride. Somebody that took a child and the child becomes a blessing to them some years back can rush back and say, this is the orphanage I picked the children from. Let's donate 10 buses to them. See, if you stay put to what God has called you to over time and you are sure God called you, no devil can stop you. Distraction is the greatest killer of people who would have been wealthy. Imagine that kind of person, take that 2 million now and put it in his personal account and say, it's my money. Bless the Lord. The next 5 years of his life, he may never see 100,000. When God gives you a vision, part of the things he will do is to train you with provision. The provision will not come whoop. The provision will be coming to see if you know how to build. That's number two. Somebody say number two, gone. Are you ready for more? I guess we got somewhere. Number three, business of service providing. When God wants to bless you, one of the meaning of blessing, the blessings of the Lord make it rich. The Bible says, I give you power to get to. I check power. Power means the inherent ability that is inside something. That means there is an inherent ability inside of you to do something. Is everyone getting what I'm saying this night in church? Yes. The whole world is full of problems. Local ones, global ones, all manner of problems everywhere. Depression is a problem. If you wake up today and start reading everything about depression, how to handle depression, how to do, and you put up a social media status, before you know it, program on depression, 5,000 naira, 2,000 naira, 1,000 naira, will you be poor? There will be too many depressed people more and more as the world increases. The market of dealing with depression has increased a lot. Yep. There will be more because social media is increasing. People are showing more of the things that their life is not. And some people are dying because of what the life of some people is not. So there will be more people depressed. There will be more things going bad in the world. And in the midst of the darkness, we will be shining our light. God is going to give some people ideas. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can't unleash everything. Education is a problem. Serious educational problem around. The school our children went to, we told them, we said, we don't want them to learn. We don't want them to sing this kind of song. My children didn't go to Christmas party. Why? They're going to be singing all manner of rubbish. I don't want them to get used to that. Because ordinarily, they don't know it. But before you know it, they start singing all that. If we set up a school, I saw one that they should have gone to. You know, that's why I'm saying that money is good. But they'll, instead of going there, we're going to build our own. Yes, we're going to build it so that the children can come to that school, and every person who comes to that school, when they graduate, you will know. There's a difference between a Christian-owned school and a Christian school. A Christian-owned school is a school where the owner is a Christian. The principles of Christianity are not necessarily taught. A Christian school is a school where they teach the values and the principles of Christianity, and they don't accept some nonsense around town. There are certain people looking for that school. Some of them are very expensive. I mean, they are very expensive. Because the people who put children there know that they are in safe hands. Education is, that's just one part. There are many other aspects of education that is a big problem in the world. If God has given you a grace that you are passionate about education, don't pursue what everybody is doing to set up the regular school. Think of another area that God might want you to do something and your own will be better. Am I talking sense to someone here? If you want to succeed, you must carve a niche for yourself. The market is large. Everybody is doing the same thing. If somebody comes with something different, you will disrupt the market. And all of a sudden, everybody will space apart and they will start looking for what is new. But before you know it, somebody is attracted to new. Somebody tells the person what happened to it. They don't tell the person. Before you know it, it has been created. Am I talking sense to someone here? Am I talking sense to someone here? Are you sure this is making sense to you? Yes. Clothing has problems that people are struggling to solve. The woman in the Bible, Dorcas, she was into clothing, is that not? And that was what made her very rich. And she was giving many people a lot of things. Dorcas was into making of clothes with needles. And she was rich. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh what? Rich. See, Dorcas might make 100 cardigans. But when the blessing of God comes upon the making of 100 cardigans, when you are calculating the money with the ordinary person who made the same 100, your money will be bigger and better. Your money will give you more value. The person might be spending money for something that they did not bargain, wasting their money. But if it's you, there is a child of God, God secures your money. That's where the blessing comes. We will be doing the same business, but I'll be getting more profit. We are selling the same thing. We sell the same, but I'll get more profit at the end of the day. How? My money is not going in the wrong way. Why? There's a system in God where he has said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake if you do this. When I do it, he rebukes the devourer. The other one doesn't understand. He's excited, he's making money. But at the end of the year, he's wondering, where did my money go? For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Food production, sales. I cannot sell. I cannot use umbrella to sell. Start with umbrella. Start with umbrella. Start with umbrella. I cannot sell with umbrella. I have a degree. I say, start with umbrella. If it is moi, start. The level, the place you are determines how you will do some things. There are some class of people in this environment. They will start with that. A time will come, you will outgrow that class. The place you put it, some of those people might not be able to enter again because they did not enter the promised land with you as you were progressing. Then the class of people who belong there can buy moi, one wrap, 500. The same moi you sold somewhere for 100. The location of a product sometimes determines its price. Food production. Delivery. There are many things. I won't tell you all of them, but they just meant this. Farming. Are we here together? Farming. You can explore. Tech. Information technology. I won't tell you anything about that. Just go and ask people all the things that anybody can do in this season of life to make money from tech. I want to have an idea. I want to know so that if God is leading your heart there or you have the skill, you got the gifts, you are that detailed person who can, you know, code and back front and front end and left end, all the ends. Time has come for you to stop complaining and borrowing urgent 2K and sit down and say, I need to learn. For the blessings of the Lord, he maketh rich and adds no sorrow. The time you are using to pursue nonsense for 6 years, if you use out of that 6 years, 4 years to learn, by the second year, that would have made it 6, you would have seen the improvement in your life. Anything you do consistently, I can bet you, go and read the book. I've forgotten this book again. How many hours it will take for you to practice or do a particular thing for the number of years you'll have, you'll be among the top people in it. Some of us are already growing into those hours because you're already rushing into that hours. Some people are already there and they're making impact. See, what you are always moving up and down, a rolling stone gathers no moss. Focus is powerful. Focus is powerful. If God shows you, stay there, do it, do it. One day, people will look at you and say, wow, what you are doing is serious. It's serious. We never knew. And before you know it, God will raise a voice for you somewhere. You are in this corner. Somebody will be speaking for you in the city. Do you know how many of my friends are asked questions? But why are you still in that place? Just organize something. Let somebody be there. Just come to Lekki. Come to Lekki. I say, no. God has timing. There's a reason. There are some people I have to be with and get their lives organized before I move. Oh, sorry. I didn't say that. I didn't even say I'm moving anyway. Sometimes when God puts you in a location, you can be here and the gold and the silver of the whole place can be coming. Bishop David is in Songo. If you know the number of buses that get in there, you will know that Jesus is Lord. Are we here together? Media, go and check. Family, there will be more problems in family. Parenting is an area that has not been explored as much as should be explored. Pre-relationship. I told you, from next year, our relationship meetings, they are paid. For this free program, they're paid. I'm taking a full vacation to do materials and notes. Before you will need some people before you start a relationship. If they give you the sense, your life can't remain the same again. You will need some people after you have entered the relationship. If you don't want it to slip out of your hand, like soap, when you are beating. You will need some people after you are married if you really want to stay there. Because everything has a system. There are some graces that some people carry. Not everybody carries it. See, I need some graces. When I need it, I consult those who have those graces. There is a grace I have. If I give you, your life will not make a statement. Every grace you have, be bold about it. I'm very bold about my grace of teaching people to discover purpose, of helping people find their relationship path. I'm too confident of it. Listen, when you say something is a wisdom bank, I don't sit down too long. Except I've gotten over exhausted with activities. It will pour. Even the devil will know that somebody dropped something. Somebody's sitting there somewhere and he's saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Who told you that? It's only a matter of time. Knowledge for parenting, for marriage, for training children. Knowledge for helping people handle their relationship. That's money. Am I making sense here right now? People are making a lot of money in all those areas. We must open up our hearts and start seeing. Problems having to do with health, mental issues, transportation, knowledge and wisdom. Of course, look at the Bible. Solomon was rich because he was doing wisdom business, consulting, training, writing. Let's mention things like, that's why I got rich. How did David get rich? David was rich because as David entered the throne, you ask yourself, what were the exact things that David was doing? Apart from the fact that David was doing music and other things, David was a musician, was an instrumentalist. Those were not the exact things paying David, because those things would not have been able to pay him. What was paying David at the point was the grace that God put upon him in leadership. And every other person could not imagine. And his gift was war. So every time they fought a battle, they would kill, they would plunder. Every time they fight, they would kill, they would plunder. So he said, he teacheth my hands to do what? Fight, and my fingers to war. David, that is where my money is. When people misbehave, David will finish all of them. Carry their wives, their children, and everything they pack into the house. They'll be richer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But war is not what you should do now. If you do that, you're going to get people in trouble. Are we here together? Are you being blessed tonight? Isaac was a farmer. Somebody say Isaac was a farmer. Did you see what the Bible says in Genesis 26 verse 12? Genesis 26 12. It's very late for us. I guess I've been traveling. Everybody really want to go? And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Now, the way it should have been put in the other way would have been, God blessed Isaac so that he sowed in that land and reaped in that same year 100-fold. The blessing of God was upon Isaac. Did Isaac sit down in his house and say, my father is very rich. I don't need to do anything. Rich man, make us rich. Did Isaac do that? Isaac went to farming business. Isaac started sowing. The year where he was supposed to sow, Isaac didn't say, I'm not sowing this year. Why should I sow? After my father is rich, why am I not supposed to stress myself? 95% of rich people, out of the 100% of people who are rich, only 5% of their children are able to manage their wealth. The remaining 95 squander it. You know why? A person who does not know the process of wealth creation does not understand the system of wealth stabilization. Can't stabilize it. Can't keep it. He didn't know what he got, how he got there. He didn't know how the money came. He didn't know how you were able to acquire it. So look at Isaac that we're talking. Isaac is very rich, not a great man. He was a farmer. What are you doing? Are we still in this service? Are you being blessed? Is the glory making sense? You see, 20 days of glory is loaded. The speakers have different things they want to share. And none of them are told what they should share. So I feel like since they are not told, me, I will tell myself what I should share. It's my pulpit here, man. I'm not making sense, church. Yeah, I'm the one here. So I tell them, I don't know what you're going to say, but me, I know what I'm going to say. Because I know how my people are going to be blessed. And God has been using all of them tremendously. Can't you see it? Psalm 107 verse 37 and 38. Look at it. Psalm 107, 37 and 38. Psalm 107, 37 and 38. Please help me put it. And sow fields and plant vineyards that they may yield a fruitful what? Harvest. And also blesses them and multiply them greatly. And it does not let their cattle decrease. How? What were they doing? Cattle business. Sowing and farming. And they were blessed. They don't get rich in the kingdom by just looking around. They don't get rich by prophesying over you. If they prophesy over you, they are going to be rich. If you go and sleep on the bed, you suffer the degree of poverty that people have not suffered before. As soon as the prophetic word of blessing goes over you for wealth, the wisdom is what you should grab. The method, God, how? As soon as I say you are blessed, how? What's the method to let this blessing become what? A reality. Number 4, think of a problem that you can solve. with the power of your potentials, your natural abilities, your talents. Your potentials, your natural abilities, and your what? Talents. Until you have learned how to solve problems with your potentials, your natural abilities, and your talents, you may not be able to get the kind of wealth you want. So some of us ask yourself, what can I do? How can I upskill myself? How can I skill myself so that in this area, that's where I am. I will focus on it. I will pay attention to it. And some of the things, dancing, poetry, writing, acting, speaking. I told you already, the more creative you are, the more attractive you become. Your creativity begins to single you out. So everybody sings. I've seen different singers. So many singers, and I love them. We went on Saturday, on Friday night. Long ago there, Tommy sing something. And he said, I was going to sing. So somebody came to me and said, that I was going to just sing before I come up on stage. That, wow, that. And the way he said it, he was confident that if he sings, the atmosphere will be okay for you, Pastor. That's how he said. He said, when he sings, the atmosphere will be very good for you. I said, wow, seriously? I felt like, what confidence? So when I came up, I had to go in early so I could see. And by the time he came, it was very simple. He was just twisting the whole thing. And before you know it, there was a move. And everything made some sense. And I told myself, the gift of a man, make it a way for him. And you get what I'm saying now? People call you for what they know you can do. You can organize supernatural program and say you are inviting me and I come for supernatural program and I'm doing marriage counseling. Whoever invited me for supernatural knows that there must be what? Supernatural. It would be foolishness for me to get there and do everything and there's no supernatural. What they know you for? What do they know you for? What can somebody say, this is what we know you for? If we enter this market, this is what we know this person for. In this space of music, this is what we know this person for. In this space of art, this is what we know. In this market where they sell food, in this Iba, if you eat this woman's beans, forget your life. You forget your wife. No, don't forget your wife. In fact, your wife will be the one that says you should never go there again. See, sir, I don't want church. I want us to do church. Where on a Sunday morning we are coming with the blessings, people who were blessed in God, that they can confidently in their life say, God, nine bless me. I knew where I was coming from. I heard some things and see my life. Do you understand what I'm saying with you, children? Your potentials, the power to get wealth is inside you. It's your gift, it's your talent, it's your ability. God will not give you the money, He will give you the power to get wealth. Your potential is there. Is anybody getting that now? Number next, your passion. You can get trained in the area of your passion. I'm very passionate about this. I'm passionate. Do you have the training that is required? So you're saying you're passionate about public speaking. The last time you spoke, everybody was sleeping. You cannot do like that now. You have to go for training. You have to get equipped. You have to get better. Is somebody hear what I'm saying tonight? Don't mind my voice. I told the voice that it doesn't have option. This 20th of glory, we'll glory together. Glory together. So just forget how you're hearing the voice. I'll be just enjoying the flow. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? That thing that you call your passion, how well do you know how to do it? I'm a social media marketer. They gave you social media manager page to handle. All the people are leaving the page. What are you marketing? Everybody has left the page. You say you're a social media manager. Are you going to manage ghosts? Then you enter training. You start asking, how do I do this? How do I do that? What's the next thing to do? And you learn from the people with all your heart. Because you know that you are not learning it because it's a hobby. I begged you, stop all this hobby thing. There's a stage of your life where you'll be doing hobby. It's all those primary school, they'll be cooking in the kitchen. My hobby. As you're growing, you convert some of the hobby to money. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Your services only become profitable when you package it and monetize it. As long as you have created value and you create a market, people will start paying. The higher you make the value, the more quality it is, the more money will be attached to that value. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So somebody's coming up and somebody does something and they say, this person does this thing and they pay this person some amount for 2 hours and they pay this person some amount for 1 hour. If you want to get to that level, you cannot be doing the same thing. Okay, sometimes I was telling people, if I invite a guest here to come for his music instruction and they say they want to put timer, I say, leave the timer. I say, my money that is going. How can you be timing the timer? The money is going. Do you know, after the service, the person will be like, leave the person, let him sweat the Holy Ghost into this place for us. Me too, when I go for vision, sometimes they leave me, they say, I say, what's my time? They say, sir, 1 hour 30 minutes. I say, Even the one out there, why late? It's entry 2 hours. Some people tell you that, sir, it's a vigil. We'll hand over to you by one, whenever you finish. So I'm the machine. Whenever you finish, I'll just stylishly tell them that I'll do 1 hour 30 minutes. But I know that it can be 2 hours or 3 hours anyway. If it's a vigil, are we here together? But what I'm saying is this: your value begins to increase. There were times where I had a particular class of places I could attend for meetings. The time I had to tell people manager, I said, I won't go for those meetings again. Not because I don't love them. I will spend so much of my energy discussing something and pointing it out where they would have done better to increase the number of people and let me speak. One of the reasons it's a little difficult for me to get some invitations within the campus is because when I come to PRM for a meeting, as it were, I get more people to speak to. When I go for some other meetings, I don't get any people that I see have a good number. I tell them I'll come around. And I don't do it just for number sometimes. I do it for honor, to just honor them. But I'm just trying to say that there are a lot of things people check to decide how they will do certain things. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So you start growing in what you're doing and you start putting systems around you and start deciding how things will run. The only place I don't decide anything is church. All the speakers who speak here will be a blessing to them. When I'm done, bless me, don't bless me. I'm blessed already. Not but that. Seeing you is a blessing already. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm good with that. I'm good. I'm fine. So you see that people go out. Ask Pastor. Pastor Kingston was telling us 390,000 naira for 1 hour marriage counseling. Is everybody that can afford it? So everybody can. Those of you that cannot afford it, go for general program. Those of you that can afford it. There's a mentorship page I and my wife belong to. We paid. Some people could not be, they won't come in. And those pages, they tell you some special things that they won't tell other people. When they say pay for something, there's a reason, there's something you're paying for. Business of tangible trading. Oh God, I'm going to wrap up, I don't know. Please, admin, reach out to me to let me know what's happening so that we can know where to close today. Look around you and ask yourself, what can I sell? Start buying and selling business. It can be physical. It can be e-commerce. Organizations produce something that you cannot produce. Go and get from them and do what? Sell. Everybody must be doing business. Individuals who do not produce can buy from those who produce and make profit. You cannot afford to stay idle and be claiming Abraham's blessing. Buying and selling. Upgrade what you are selling. We can buy the same thing. The way I package my own will determine how I will sell it. Do you understand what I'm saying here now? So, foreign exchange, land, animals, different things that you can buy and sell. In order to wrap up today's teaching, I'll say a few, and I'm going to stop here. I don't know. We're expressing our guest seriously. I know he stopped in traffic. We picked him a little late. Another one is work. Somebody say work. If God wants to give you money, he will make you do what? Work. Go get a job. The easiest place to start when you don't have money to start a business is to do what? Get a job. When God created Adam and there was nobody to employ Adam, God employed Adam. God said, God put him in the garden so that he would do what? Work. So Adam was working the garden for who? God. And God was paying him. Are you hear what I'm saying? God was paying Adam. Adam was not just idle. Adam and Eve were not just doing Nollywood, love relationship, hanging around naked, all the garden. That's not what they were doing. Some people think that that's what people do in marriage. They're hanging around the house. They get, honey, sweetie, sorry. You know, I ask those that married, they explain to you. By the time the man begins to bring some money into the house and you're sitting down, he will ask you, what's your contribution? Do you know that you have some strength as a woman? Not because you want to fight your husband, but just that your husband is talking about some things. You put mouth. He will listen. Because that thing, when he finishes talking about it, you will drop. But when there's no dropping, it does not need your consent self sometimes to know that. Just do it. Tell your neighbor, have money capital. Have it. In that marriage, what capital you have there is money. They do something, you buy. Go out of this house. By the time I go out, the television has gone. Fridge has gone. Half of the car. We share the engine. That's not what keeps marriage, is that not? But I'm just telling you that it can help increase your worth in the eyes of your spouse. Your worth in the eyes of your spouse increases when you can productively generate something. If you're a man, a woman is feeding you, one day you'll be tired, you feel like a goat.
you, I'm telling you, one day you feel like a goat. Because there's a way she will talk. You can't do nothing again. If you talk, there will be no food that evening. Tell your neighbor, money answereth all things. Work. That's the first place to start. If you don't have anything, start working. And listen, as you start working, learn how to save financial intelligence. Learn how to save small, small. Put it here and there. Put it here and there. Before you know it, you can say, I want to start my own business. How will you start a business without capital? Where you have not worked. You must have worked. Sometimes you even sell the things you have to start a business. Am I making sense here? Oh, is anybody getting what I'm saying here? You know the sacrifice of leadership. I shared with you guys before the sacrifice of leadership. When we started the ministry work, everything was gone. It was the money from the wedding that we used to start. I had to sell my car. I sold it. As I was giving it to Car 45, I was angry because I wanted the money they even give me doesn't. But anyway, we had to buy that bus. That our what's that? Is it bus or us? All of you that are laughing, may God give you capital to change it. Yes. So the first thing God gave Adam was what? Work. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. I wish I could see the Bible in basic English. I like it. The Bible in basic English. If you can find it, if not, don't worry. Then God took man and put him in the garden to do what? Tend and do what? Keep it. To tend and do what? Keep it. That's what God told man. As an employee, work. Trainee, work. Volunteer, work. That work, let me tell you what work does for you. When you work with people, it does not only give you money. It builds your character. As you start working with people, instructions will be dished out. You'll be hearing things like, please don't do that again. That's the wrong thing to do. You say, yes, ma, yes, sir. You hear, oh, tomorrow this is what we're going to do. Proactive. You hear, be here by 8 o'clock. You act. Why? Because as soon as you start working with people and you have to work based on their terms, they will teach you, they will train you, they will prune you. If you are faithful with them, one day you'll be amazed at what your life will look like. Tell your neighbor, work. I didn't hear you say work. The last one that I'm going to share with you tonight. Hallelujah. Okay. So, if you start working, let me say this. Find work. Listen, if you don't work, you will not get favor. God blesses the work of your hand. Am I making sense here now? Can I show you that? Psalm 90 verse 17. Open it. Psalm 90, 17. 90, 17. Let's do it fast. 90, 17. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish what? And establish what? And establish what? If the beauty of the Lord is upon you and there is no work, what will be established? Your bumbum, the chair. And establish the work of our what? Hands for us. Yes! Establish the work of our hands. It's in the Bible. I hate it. Anytime I see people totally, I hate it. It does me like, I feel like throwing up. See, I don't have anything to that. I know what to do. No, there's something. Go online, search for something. If it's not something online, physical, there's something productive you can do to get money. You can't afford to be asked. The reason many girls are dating people they are not supposed to date until their lives are beginning to be messed up and the guy is insulting everything about her is because she cannot buy sanitary pad. She cannot buy anything else. And pad is expensive now, sir. When it was cheap, you could do shakara. Now that it's expensive, God help you. But if you know what you are doing, you tell yourself, not me. I'm not going to be proud, but at the same time, I'm not going to be enslaved. I will be humble, yet I will be a blessed woman. Am I talking sense to anyone here? Because one of the things money does in the hand of women is to make them proud. I can't balance all the message today. I just tell you small, small. Is anybody being blessed today? Yeah. I said, your neighbors everywhere, tell them 20 days of glory, they have to be here. We have entered the week of wisdom. It starts with power. We enter wisdom, we hit power. There's a dimension to it. It has a way, it flows. So don't think that it doesn't become. No, there are certain things you must get tonight. Some of you are already writing something in your plan that I will go and do this thing. See, it's better to start a business, try and fail, than not to try at all. When you try and fail, you get an experience and you know how. So that next time you can try and get it better. I'm afraid. I don't want to fail. See, I lost money. Last year, I lost some serious money. But it doesn't matter. I have to start again. I have to do some other things. Because I cannot relax and say, I'm not afraid. I don't. See, successful people take risk. Sometimes your risk, you really calculated it, but maybe your calculation didn't work and it still went out. But you brace up. The difference between a failure and a success is the courage to rise again. Just have courage. Are you learning anything tonight? Final place where you get money from is your gifts. Gifts, people dash you. They just dash you things. Don't rely on it, please. Don't rely on it. I get gifts a lot, but I don't rely on gifts. I don't rely on gifts. You can get an inheritance and be rich. Gifts, financial gifts, property. Never rely on gifts. Gifts are the rewards of honor. When you have done something honorable, people can start giving you gifts. Then another thing that brings gifts into your life is favor. Another system that God designed. The last one I'll share. There's the Lord, but I can't finish them. I told you. The last one that God designed that I'll share today that can change your life is called favor. Favor. See, you can be doing work and be laboring and suffering. When favor sits upon your labor. Pastor Aki came around. Pastor Gideon came and hugged me. He said, hug me tight. He said, I'm proud of you. Proud of you. Pastor Aki said, what is this? What you are doing here? Many people in the city cannot get the kind of money to do it. I'm excited. I said, sir, it's favor. Wait, that mercy, lotion. If the favor of God sits upon you, your labor will start getting results. Some people labor hard in this life. Some people work very hard. They do all manner of business and many things. They struggle. They strive. Some people, their boasting is where they get angry and they cannot give people money. You know why? They will tell you, I labor and wait till I suffer for this life. A blessed man is not stingy because he knows that shame and me help myself. God help me. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? A blessed man is not stingy because the blessed man knows that whatever I have is the favor of God that gave it to me. But a man who work hard, when the hard now produce, you say give what? Look at your neighbor, say favor is turning things for you. Favor is turning things for you. I prophesy to 21 people in this church tonight. Every of your labor, your efforts, what you are doing, I declare the favor of God is coming upon it in the name of Jesus. The favor of God is coming upon it in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout favor. It is favor that goes around the street announcing to people, this is where to buy. This is where to buy. They say, where in this market? Favor say, I know the place. Favor knows how to single people out. I prophesy to somebody in that your business. Favor is bringing your clients. Favor is bringing those who can transact. In the name of Jesus. Some students study very hard. They still fail. Some study just the way God helped them. And favor will leak their script. Favor will leak their script. Can I prophesy to somebody the favor of God that turns your labor into something that will bring tears of joy? Let that favor come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let that favor come upon you in the name of Jesus. Somebody out of favor. Sit up.
Sir, favor is beautiful. You know why I love favor? Favor does not consider the way people think about you. Favor goes out of his way to bless your life. Child of God, I have seen people whose testimony practically will be that, I know I started small, but if I had to follow 10 years or 15 years, it would be slow. Favor cut the journey of 15 years to 3 years. The results I am getting looks like I started 15 years ago. And you are saying I started 3 years ago. They say, what? How? Are you sure? You say yes. What made it happen? Favor. That favor is coming upon the destiny of somebody here. That favor is giving speed to somebody here. You were delayed and stayed 4 or 5 years at home. And it's as if there's no hope for you. They have told you that only 23, 24 they employ. And you are 38 or 20, I 5 or whatever it is, I prophesy. Favor is reducing and compressing time for you. Favor is creating a platform for you. In the name of Jesus. Abraham was 70 years old. Somebody said, I'm getting old though. I don't have strength again. What favor does is that favor gives you strength to do what young people can do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says the lions will suffer hunger. All of them. Even the young people will fail. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. He was 70 years old. God called Abraham, sir. How many years? 70. And he did what? Bless him. Somebody say, he blessed him.
If you have not reached 70, don't say, I'm leaving it for my children. Don't leave it for anybody. At age 56, thereabout, my mother started making special soya beans and taking to general hospitals. I will be in the house when they will be calling this woman. At the time, she was taking care of her dad. They'll be calling her. Where is this woman? She said, ginger flavor my mother can do. Turmeric something. So put. You see, when favor gives you wisdom, your product will be different. That's the blessing of the Lord. Let the blessing of the Lord be upon us. The beauty of God is the favor of God that helps you translate your potential. The same thing you did, somebody else did. But the way the wave carried your own, it was different. Can I prophesy to somebody? Your news is spreading faster because of favor. Your business is spreading faster because of favor. Your idea is spreading faster because of favor. In the name of Jesus. Hala favor.
Sit down.
It's a fool dose. How do I make this work in my life? Listen, the principle that governs wealth, write it down. If you are faithful with another man's own, somebody will give you your own. Write it, faithfulness. One of the things that truncates the destiny of many people in wealth is unfaithfulness. They are not faithful. How am I going to be faithful? Number one, how you handle other people's business and property. You enter a hotel, only you break the mirror. Only you scatter the wash and basin. Only you turn the bed upside down. How much did you pay? 15,000. Because of 15,000, nobody will hear what they gain. That is unfaithfulness. Somebody say unfaithfulness. You entered school because you are not the one that put the louvers. You jump, you scatter, you break it. You are not faithful. The day you open school now, they'll start breaking everything like that. Somebody say unfaithfulness. Listen, let me tell you something. You rent something that is not yours. When you rent it, take care of it well. You know why? Because somebody labored. You don't know how much they invested to start that business. If you are not faithful with what belongs to another person, when you start your own, cankerworm, caterpillar, they'll start eating it. God says be faithful. Tell your neighbor, be faithful, sir. Faithfulness. Luke chapter 16 verse 12. Look at it. Luke 16, 12. After today, some of you will say, I found the key. Pastor, I found it. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is yours? See how God, Jesus that said it. He said, you have not been faithful with what's another man. They put you in this place, do this. He said, I learned it. I want to do my own. It's not fair. You see, what goes around comes around. Faithfulness with another man's business will give you your own. You do it as if your life depends on it. You do it as if the whole of your years, that's what you'll be spending doing. All of a sudden, God wakes up and says, there is a dimension I want to bring you into. Then when he brings you into that place, people are wondering, how did you get this speed? And you say, apart from the fact that the favor of God was upon me, one of the things that attracted that favor is faithfulness. One major key that attracts the oil of God upon your life is what? Faithfulness. If they put you in a place, do it as if your life depends on it. Report what you need to report. Call. Your madam is selling something and she puts 5. Then you buy 7. Keep in secret. After they finish selling her 5, it don't finish. You say it has not finished. You brought it on. It don't finish. You are selling your own in her shop. One day, you bring Aino into your shop. Aino will be selling her own in your shop. And Aino will sell times 2. You'll now be wondering what happened. You have sown a seed and the harvest is sown. Number 2, you should be faithful. How you serve faithfully or carelessly. I will not talk about that for time. Number 3, how you handle money and spend. Be faithful. You started a business. Your profit is 10,000. See, you can't buy a Shwebi. It's 10,000. What is 10,000? But you'll be excited because that's your profit. Am I making sense here right now? You started a business with 50,000 naira. After transacting at the end of the month, what you got was 30,000 naira. 50 plus 30 is 80. You now carry 60,000 naira to buy a chair in your house to impress your girlfriend that wants to come next month. This person is not okay. It's not okay again. If you married somebody that has sense, and if it's a friend that has sense, he will ask, say, how did you buy this chair? You say, my business is now 20,000. She will look at you and say, sir, I'm sorry to say, I've not married you, but you don't get sense. If you had sense, you can. Who are you impressing? Do you know that many people cannot delay gratification? That's why wealth cannot come to them. The richest people on the face of the earth, they don't spend the way you think. Sometimes somebody say, why are you not spending? Why not? I won't spend like that. There are some things to spend on. There's priority. You can't just waste everything like that. If you are not faithful and know how to spend, you can't go far. You want to impress someone, you buy ice cream, you buy shawarma, you buy domino. You cannot buy everything. If somebody said they want Domino pizza, brother, that thing is what you call no. He said, let's buy corn. Corn and ube. Ube 200. Corn 400. We'll be fine, no. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If the person does not want, carry your bag, go. Next year, 5 years, 20 years later, you will come to our restaurant where my wife will be managing and saying, sell shawarma for her. By that time, you know what I'm saying? We will own the shawarma company. We may not eat it because it looks expensive, but we will own it. People will be eating it. The day we own it, we don't need to ask about how expensive it is. You enter some place, they say, how much is that fish? You say, the fish? 20 people are there. They are standing. You know how they stand now. You say, how much fish? Say, 1.5. Say, wow. Brother, don't be ashamed to say, wow, the fish. It doesn't look fresh. I don't know. You didn't say it's not fresh. You say it doesn't look fresh. Everybody's eye can see what their eye wants to see. The way your own saw it, money changed the stature of the fish, and the fish does not look fresh. So you move. They say, how much is that one? You say 300, 400. You say, put it. They say, is that all? You know those waiters, they're very funny. Is that all? That is all. You where they sell them, you they buy them. Tell your neighbor, don't let anybody put you in trouble. How do you treat your clients, your customers? Are we talking about money today? How do you treat your customers? You must treat your customers with regard and respect. That's why when you're coming to this church, you see how they're clapping for you. Oh my God. We have the customer service line. When you call, they pick it. Yes. You have to treat your customers well. We have to do extra things to make sure a little comfort here and there. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's difficult, but we want to go the extra mile. We may not be at our best. Forgive us, but watch out for us. One day you will see that we had the intention to make people very comfortable. I'm telling you, because you must treat your customers well. Flies are everywhere in the restaurant. People will not eat there. Mechanic, you are doing car. The person say, oh, guy, don't spoil again. You say, no, let me spoil and now water now. If you like, make you repair. If you don't like, make you go. And you don't know that the person who bought the ball joint and the stabilizer leakage and the tie rod, it was painful when he was buying it. Now, instead of you to consider, oh, guy, no verse, you know, see now motor now. No worry. Buy the part, I go to help you touch some things there. At least some things must go for free. Tomorrow, that thing you took for free, you can add the money on the next transaction. By that time, it was our business sense. Now, I didn't say that. All these business people, I don't know what you're saying. How do you treat your clients? Respect your clients. Sometimes you need to ask them, do you like our services? The way I sold that thing to you, is it okay for you? Is there anything you don't like about the way we're treated? How many of you have come to the church? See, we give you form at the end of the year or something to feel and give us feedback. Do you like pastor's message? How about the choir administration? How about the this? How about the that? So that anyone you don't like, we will go back and we'll start exercising and say, Father, help us, help us, help us. Why? Our customers matter to us. Child of God, customers are paying your bills. You need to respect them. I enter some fast food, they sell the food, and the lady will just leave. You know, just some, there's a special, there's a Mala place I like to, you know, visit. So, I don't know. But this, when she sells, she, the oil will just pour around the plate. And when you say clean it, she just carry it like this. My money. But imagine somebody take that plate and say, I'm very sorry, sir. This won't repeat itself again. Thank you very much. You give it. You say, thank you. God bless you. Where you are going, if you have tip, you can tip the person. There's a way to attract favor, your clients. How do you treat your employer? Those of you who are working with people, treat your employer well. One day you will also be an employer of labor. And all the employers, how do you treat your employees? They are not slaves. No, no, no. Do you know what happened to Vashi in the kingdom? Do you know that the Bible says that when everybody said that they should push Vashi out, not one human being stood up and said, ah, king, forgive Vashi now. It's not fair. Let's forgive Vashi. Favor was subtracted from Vashi's destiny. That was the same favor that was sitting upon the destiny of Esther. Are you understand what I'm saying now? They raised the matter in the council of the court of the elders and they said, Vashi must go. King has not yet said yes. He went back home. All of them sat down. Out of, you know how they usually have serious number of people now? And every single human being decided. Not one person could be a voice to speak for Vashi.
Do you know how the character that is so bad? Tell God, God, help me. I can't be like that. Do you know that if one person has said no, no, he will go behind and tell Vashi, go and apologize. I don't like this, madam. Please, he cannot drive you out like that. Vashi would have had sense. But in her pride, everybody left her like a goat. At the end of the day, a woman that was in honor, they did a party, and the party was always something very glamorous. They now moved her out, and they went to bring a young girl and replace her. And the Bible says the favor of God was upon that girl. Everybody that saw Esther liked Esther. I know one of the things Esther does. Esther smiles. Girls, make una dey smile. Now smiley, now smiley. You say, if I smile too much, they be attracted to me. Let them be attracted. If they are too much, the day you want to choose, you choose. Wow. Instead of everybody disappear. Do you still like your pastor? Oh my God. Anybody been blessed? Wow. This is serious. We're going to pray shortly. Our guest may not be able to meet up. He's still on his way, but I'm sure that it might be difficult for him to meet up. But let's wrap up this here. Is it making any sense here? So how do you treat your player? Even when your boss is unfaithful, be wise. Laban changed the salary of Jacob how many times? 10 times. Jacob, I'll pay you $100. Next month, Jacob, $95. Next month, Jacob, $90. And Jacob was there, serving faithfully. Bible did not say you should honor bosses that are very good. The Bible says even bosses that are hard, honor them. Your definition of hard, you don't know until you become the boss. You don't understand what I'm saying? Some people that are talking anyhow, they have never been bosses in their life. The day you become a boss, you pay salaries, you have to depend and wait for monies to come, you will know that it is not cheap. So when you see somebody talking about their boss anyhow, say, I may not know your boss, but it's okay, don't worry, God will help you people. God will help. If you are tired, you quietly resign and you leave. Don't scatter the waters. Don't mess up your boss. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that somebody else doesn't mess up what belongs to you. God wants you to be careful. Impatient to grow a business kills many people. Moving without the backing of God is another thing. Because of time. Let me wrap up here. As you do all that you're doing and in your pursuit to make money, honor the Lord with your substance. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your substance, with the first fruit of your increase. It says, so your press will burst out with new wine. If you want to be having new wine in your business, honor the Lord with your substance. There are certain people, they lack honor. They will never, whenever it has to do anything that has to do with God, they will fight it. If you fight what belongs to God, when devourers come to fight what belongs to you, who will stand for you? Don't be stingy. I beg you, don't be stingy. Learn to open up. Learn to give. Learn to be a blessing to others. Learn it. Learn it. This wealth we are talking about, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the things you have heard today, I pray that they will continue to follow you until you take action. Yeah. Listen, everything I have said is at the mercy of action. If you carry these things and keep it in a jotter and don't do anything about it, and your children's children come and meet poverty, some people, they will look at the grave and say, who's this? They say, it's your grandpa. Is there any person like grandpa? Did he ever exist? Because a wise man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. I want to beg you, let's start planning. Look at us here. Any person here under the sound of my voice, as soon as you start striking 30, start preparing money for retirement. Did you hear what I said? Many people start retirement money at 50. It becomes very small when they are 70. The energy to work at 60 and 70 cannot be compared to your 40 energy, your 45 energy. Start gathering money at retirement from 30. Be a wise person. God asked me to raise people that will have global impact. Make sure you make up your mind. Save as little as you can. When it increases, put it into a system where it can be compound interest. Keep asking questions about investments and money. God wants you to be rich. God does not want you to be poor. Money will not fall down from heaven, for he giveth thee to get wealth. Rise up. Rise up and let us pray. You are going to pray and say, God, I receive power. to get wealth. Power to get wealth. I want you to pray. See, as some of you are praying, it's visions, your purpose, ideas, your potentials that are hidden will start troubling you. You can do this. You can do this. The God will start steering your heart. I want you to pray that prayer passionately. See, the impatience of many people, don't allow it to stop you. Start that business. Take 5, 10, 15 years, 20, grow it. You will see what your life will look like. It will be only a matter. And listen, the higher you go, the easier it becomes. It's not harder. It is easier. It's not harder. Don't let anybody lie to you. It is what? Easier. Starting is difficult. But when you start making progress, people like success. They will start attaching to you. They start saying, wow, we love what you are doing. Oh, you are such a blessed man. Oh, you are this. And it will start increasing. Some people are going to start and run businesses. By the time some of you are 25, you are already having millions in your account. Your business worth will already be in millions. Some of you, by the time you are 30, you are controlling multinationals already. In the name of Jesus, some of you may start today. You might be 30, 40, 50 and you're starting. As you are patiently following God, I declare supernatural speed and favor will rest upon that thing and compress time for you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Say, dear Father, today I receive the power to get wealth. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. In wisdom, ideas, opportunities. Hey, karoba shata la bara bara bara. Reke sub reke de lebo shanda la bara bara. Ashana daraba dalaba reke de lebo shata. I want you to pray. Some of you will receive ideas. Some of you, your creativity will open up. What nobody has done, you are doing it in a strategic manner. Shande lebo ruska reke de lebo shata. Ah, they will say, what happened to you? Say, 20 days of glory happened to me. When I came, God shifted my perspective. I didn't only receive healing. I didn't only receive impartation. The oil of favor came upon me. The power to get wealth came upon me. Can you go ahead and talk? I will never be small. 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 Aragayadash. Some of us who think that time is against you. You probably are up to 50, 55, 40. And you have grown. And you are wondering, can I acquire anything? Abraham was 70 years old. Shadadadadadada. The man who tasted a Kentucky fried chicken. 70. Shanadarabadalabaya.
God is able to do just what he says. He will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you.
He's able.
God is able.
Some of you favor. Favor that will bring the gift to start that business is coming for you. Some of you, God will start with the favor. Say, so don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Oh, I see an army of financial giants. Giants for the kingdom. Your gift is making a way. Your voice will be heard. You will never be small. Your gift will open doors for you. Destiny opportunities.
Status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way. Status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way. To better days. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
mind, you can be wealthy. If you have a mind, wealth starts from here. There are some of you, God has been waiting for you to package that thing. And on the internet, start organizing meetings. Start pushing it gradually. God wants you to be well. I know it. I cannot agree with any devil. I've read the Bible. The Bible says, blessed be God who taketh pleasure in the prosperity of the saints. Church is not a place where people remain and die poor. When you come into the church, God begins to bless you. And the blessing begins to show. Lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. In all the dimensions that I have ministered today, I started and I started talking about vision, purpose. Everyone who is bankrupt of their purpose is not clear. Your vision is not clear. I declare in these 20 days of glory, may the Lord begin to open your eyes to see in the name of Jesus. As you read books, God will open your eyes to see in the name of Jesus. In these 20 days of glory, as you listen to all the teachers, God will open your eyes to see in the name of Jesus. All those who are into business, you have one skill, one idea, one potential. I declare, favor, rub off on that thing in the name of Jesus. God is changing your cycle and is bringing into a circle of people who can pay for what you carry. Those who value what you carry. Those who understand the price attached to what you carry. Your value will never be small. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, you need training and upskilling and upgrading. I declare, because of what you are ahead, you will never rest. The Spirit of God will trouble you until you pay for that training. It will trouble you until you attend that seminar. Whatever you need to advance in that business, when it comes to pushing effort, may the Holy Ghost steer your heart till you do it in the name of Jesus. You will never be small. You will never be small. You will never be poor. In the name of Jesus. We have known Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And that's where our journey has started, with wealth and glory. For he has received wealth. Go and read Revelation. Honor, glory, power, wealth. Jesus received it on our behalf. So I speak to the destiny of anyone. If there is any family where there is an embargo, by the revelation of the truth that we have heard from scripture today, I declare the embargo is broken in the name of Jesus. You are crossing the line nobody has crossed. You are breaking the barrier nobody has broken. You are striking the mark nobody ever struck. In the name of Jesus. Every book you need to read this season, books are for reading. I read books, sir. They changed my life. I read books. They changed my life. As I was reading spiritual things, as I was catching fire, I started reading some other books. I read God's General. Some of them died broke. They died broke. Yes, they preached very well. They died broke. I said, no. I went to look for the ones that did not die broke. I said, what did they do? Yes, you can carry anointing and die as a lot of annoyance. I think it's easy. I told you that chair rental is 250,000. The new sound that pumped into this place is 2 million. Do you know how much has entered into this place? Somebody will now say, the wrong church is not bread and butter. It's not bread and beans and cassava and dodo. It's a serious business. I'm telling you, it's a serious business. I have some friends, they're afraid of starting church. They say, no. I say, why? I want to be financially established first. I say, well done, sir. We is God that established us. We cannot boast about our own. Because, yes, sir, I can't boast. I finished school and started ministry. So what did I have? Who gave me? I even sold the things I have. I moved from 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, giant apartments that I was living in. I married my wife. I moved to 2-bedroom. Sometimes when you want to create wealth, you cut your size. Cut it. Will I be paying that rent? That rent was much. That my friend had 50,000 naira 7 years ago. It's too much. I just entered somewhere, it's 200,000 naira. It's like paying that. Now I've moved to a place that is bigger than the 450,000. There's progression in life. Can I pray for somebody? The wisdom that you need in this season, whatever you need to manage, maximize, cut, adjust, may the Holy Ghost give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. May the Holy Ghost give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Somebody shout, I am blessed. Shout it, I am blessed. Shout it, I am blessed. Walk up to 5 people, tell them, I am blessed. Tell them, I am blessed. I am blessed. Turn it to them, say, you are blessed. So, you are blessed. You are blessed. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening.
Abraham's blessings are mine. What about you?
Abraham's blessings are mine.
Hallelujah.
Abraham's
am blessed. Blessings of the Lord.
My hands are blessed.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Anything I touch
surely must be blessed. My hands are blessed. With the blessings. The last one. Let's read like this. My hands are full.
The Lord.
My hands are full.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Anything I touch surely must be blessed. My hands are blessed.
With the blessings of the Lord.
You've got a shout of praise.
Let's package our offerings very fast. Let's package our offerings. God bless you. Sit up in heavenly places, church. Our guest speaker is closed, but we cannot do anything. I won't want to keep you. I'm going to see if we can reschedule. I know that our time is cut, and I know you're so loaded for us. Yes, but don't worry. God has a reason for everything. God has a reason for everything. Maybe. God wanted it like this. Yes. I'm sure. God knows what is going on. Yes. So package your offerings, package your tithes, your special seats, and let us give tonight. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We are blessed.